You did?
Yeah, when I was adjusting all the, for the photos.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying? You had a problem with pillows and blankets?
I do. I have an obsession with throw pillows and blankets.
No, I have an obsession with accent lighting.
You do, between your obsession with accent lighting and my obsession with blankets.
Hey, check this out. This is a fly that's on our podcast table. And I don't know if I can pick it up, if I can see it here.
Do we really need to display that? Oh, that's... No. Not cool.
No, not cool.
Not cool.
So the big question is this. How are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
So here we are again.
It's been a minute.
It's been
we
a quick minute.
We said that last time. Yeah. We said we were going to get back on track, and we did an episode, and then we went back off track.
But there was valid. There was a valid reason. I mean, I'm not sure if it was the last episode or the episode before last, but you know when we got off on the whole Soaring Group Nights thing and the Baywatch and the Baywatch Nights?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's transformed since then.
It's transformed.
It has actually come to life.
It's actually come
to life. Not how we expected it to, yeah, but close.
You know, Heart and Hustle was officially launched at Heart Hustle, hearthustle.com, and...
hearthustle.com.
It's a separate company. It's a separate entity to, you know, obviously work with the organizations on their business, their strategy, vision, mission, purpose, employees, culture, kind of just about everything. But what was really hard, and it's still difficult for me, was creating this ability to kind of set the ambiance, I guess, if you would, the perception, is that the right word, of not that what we're trying to do, but the environment in which we're trying to do it within.
Well,
I'm not sure if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me because I know what you're talking about, yeah. But we are not businessy, conference roomy, stuffy suit.
We're not.
Like hierarchical type business people.
And we're not, and we don't read a book. I mean, obviously we read books, but we don't read a book and capture this, you know, this system, this operating system, this way to be a coach or a consultant, or this path, I guess, this mechanism in which you or I would have to follow step by step.
No.
And, you know, no. And I may be completely like, I think there would be a lot of people in my circles that would be upset
probably
by what I'm about to say. But at the end of the day, I have felt that those coaching programs, those operating system programs, those, you know, ability to hire a organization, a company to help you as a business to get through the tough times, the people times, the organizational pieces and parts of really defining your mission and your purpose and who you are. I mean, it's just a crock of crap. And individuals try to follow a book or a system or a program. And at the end of the day, those individuals that are actually trying to help quote unquote coach those other companies, they really don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just following a book.
Well, yeah. And I think the approach that we take is just like every individual under the sun, every business is different. Yeah. And we take a little bit of pieces and parts of everything we've learned, everything we've experienced, and put it all together and
over
say
20 some freaking years.
Right. Okay. And we say, okay, here's a whole bunch of tools, a whole bunch of skills, a whole bunch of knowledge that we have. How can we apply this to help you figure out how to do your business better?
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of it takes a lot of trust on our part, a lot of trust on the other company's part, a lot of willingness to be open and honest about where you're at, a lot of in-depth, like deep conversations.
Deep. It's kind of like Delilah.
Yeah. 85% of the time, I'm spot on.
You are spot on, but yet you're Delilah.
Delilah.
You're Delilah. You remember Delilah? We talked about this in the past. Delilah, and you're that gal that you understand people.
But, you know, you end up having those deep conversations, and the ambiance, kind of going back to what I was talking about, is like this, you know, trying to create these, I don't want to use the term, but it's the only term that I know, these, like, speakeasy-type environments that are not, I mean, dimly lit. They're comfortable, they're relaxing, they allow people to really open up. So it's this cross between, you know, being there as a real life business management consultant, coach, or whatever you want to do, with this cross between this therapist, with this cross between the bartender that just
there
really
listen to your problems.
That really listens to your shit.
Well,
and but it's really encompassed by 20 some odd years of experience of building multiple companies, multiple organizations, working with hundreds of people in leadership roles, to the point that now you can actually have something to actually share and to really be that person or these people that can listen and understand and be able to help you direct the organizations in which they're working with to basically grow, have obviously more revenue, more profit, working with employees, culture, and everything behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not...
The thing is, the traditional approach is to sit in a conference room, go around the table, talk about all these issues, follow your metrics, do this, do that. And that is so far from where we are at and who we are. And one of our core values in Heart and Hustle is we're authentic. I mean, we are who we are, and either you love us or you hate us. But we have a wealth of knowledge and a ton to offer. And it's not around the conference room table that you solve a lot of those issues. It's the hard people issues. It's the hard business issues. It's the hard decisions. It's the hard strategic plan. It's the hard, like, vision, values. What does this company, what do we really believe? And until you get to what you really believe and what are our dreams and goals really,
right?
Like, where... Like, that is the meat of what we deal with. That is the crux of what we deal with. And oftentimes we don't find that sitting around a brightly lit conference room table. We find that around a cup of coffee on the couch and sitting and talking back and forth and bantering about what it is that we love, what it is that we want to do, what we want to see for our future, for not only ourselves individually, but our company that we're working with and serving and dealing with.
That's right. I mean, it's like, you know, it's tough to get those individuals to open up. It's tough to get us to open up, about what we want to do.
It is.
So, or even as we work with our clients.
It's
I
a
mean,
place where you walk into that vulnerability. And as many business people do not like that uncomfortableness of vulnerability.
Especially when they're dealing with consultants or coaches or business management consultants, whatever, they don't really kind of let go.
And it's until you're willing to be vulnerable that change happens. I mean, it's only when you're able and willing to be vulnerable and willing to look like deep inside.
Right.
Again, it's almost like a therapy session.
It is.
That you're able to grow and change and go through that metamorphosis. It's amazing.
It is. And that's why, you know, when we were creating this program for the past probably a couple of months now, you know, just documenting. I think it's always been in our heads, but I mean, actually getting it out on paper, getting it out on documents to actually kind of step other human beings through this process, it's difficult because you find yourself wanting to be structured. You find yourself wanting to follow a system. And at the end of the day, there is no real system. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but there is no system for success for organizations. There are ideas, there are tools, there is the ability to execute on those tools. But at the end of the day, every company, every entrepreneur, every business person, every leader, they're going to use subsets of various different systems to kind of create their own. Yep. Because if everybody was going to follow the same system, I mean, it'll never hold. Yeah. And that goes through with everything in life. When, you know, you're trying to diet, you're trying to educate yourself, you're trying to be a better human being, maybe a better relationship with your spouse or your kids or whoever it is, there's no one right yeah. way.
That's why I love all those 5 morning routines for success.
Oh God.
10 things I do before 5 p.m. to
yeah. And it's like, you know, we were having the conversation today about boxing time, and you know, we both heard about that years ago and have known about it for a very long time, but it got to the point now where we have 3 different companies that we're running. And, you know, between Soaring Group, between Jason's Heart, and also Heart and Hustle, I mean, there is not enough time in the week to put focus on there. So therefore, we now have to kind of allocate time accordingly throughout the week and throughout the time to
hack it.
To hack it. Mm-hmm. And what works for us as human beings is way different than what it would work for somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like figuring out the unlock of what unlocks that person
right.
to perform at his or her best in that organization mm-hmm. to grow with the tools and resources that they have. And that's what's been unique is because over the past, I mean, for me at least, for the past 20 years, working inside of, my goodness sakes, every industry that would be known to man within the small to medium size mid-market level, I mean, you've been involved and you get it mm-hmm. and you see it to the point where when people start to speak, you kind of know the direction in which they're kind of going to go down before they actually get right. to their point. But you still listen, you still engage, mm-hmm. but you kind of know where you're kind of going to be heading through that conversation. And obviously you have a natural talent for it. So me, I had to learn that one.
Still takes time.
It still takes time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's something that we've been thinking about. It's when that episode, that podcast episode happened, I'm not sure which one it was, McKenna, I mean, put a link to it, but we had this idea of being able to work with organizations, you know, in our nighttime time and
nighttime.
Yeah. Not daytime. That nighttime, but nighttime.
Nighttime. Daytime.
And, you know, sit down with them from the 5 to 8 p.m.s at night and really kind of work on their companies and their businesses and get them to the point where they're relaxed, they're comfortable, they're able to open up, they're able to talk about what really those core issues are and really determine, you know, do they have an issue with their heart, you know, meaning that are they understanding what the core of the business is, what its passion, its purpose, its mission, do they have an issue with, you know, kind of the hustle side of, you know, generating profit and working through, you know, KPIs and all this kind of, you know, techie terms out there, you know, kind of the hustle part of the business? Or are they dealing with what I call the soul, which is the people issues, and really getting deep into the emotional ingredients and understanding why nobody on staff would have empathy and nobody on staff would have tenacity and all these kind of weird words and everything out there? They really kind of dive into that. And those are really tough conversations.
Yeah.
And then you deal with the fact that, you know what? I've experienced this. You experienced this. Everybody we deal with has experienced that they'll get in a focus of being just overwhelmed and just like, holy crap, now what do I do?
Right.
I'm working 24 hours a day. I have no time for life, no time for family. My business is failing. Now what? But what the secret is, we kind of have the unlocks of how to actually deal with all this stuff. And that's what's really important, and that's what really what we want to share and kind of share with everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Kind of exciting.
It is exciting. So. I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I am. It actually feels complete, and you know,
it's what we've done all along on such a incognito level.
It has been
that this just kind of solidifies what our heart is and what we've been doing with our clients all along, and it's exciting to me.
I think it's gonna be hard for existing customers and existing clients and kind of on the Soaring Group proper side, because I feel that over the past 10-15 years there's been a lot of work that's been done, way more and way up and above what I would consider traditional services.
Oh, for sure.
Getting into those deep conversations, getting into those strategy meetings, and really kind of doing it. And for the past 15 years or so, I've been doing that for virtually free, right? Because it's not kind of what we do. But I look back now and I think I've really been at that point where I've been training and honing those skills in, and now it's time. It's really time to put, you know, the ability to have those conversations and to speak with individuals kind of on a separate platform and a separate mechanism, so that, you know, companies can grow and, you know, I guess experience everything that we've experienced. So right. Good and bad, I guess.
Good, bad, ugly.
Good, bad,
wonderful,
ugly,
wonderful, beautiful.
Yeah.
All the things when it comes to owning your own business.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
Not easy.
So anyways,
it's exciting stuff.
I really didn't eat that fly.
No, he didn't.
I'm looking at it right now. It's right there.
It's still right there.
There you go. So anyways, on this podcast moving forward, there's going to be probably a lot more educational talk regarding heart, hustle, soul, overwhelm. There's going to be obviously a lot of personal stuff between us. There's going to be life in general, probably tidbits of interesting or useless facts.
We have plenty of those.
We have useless facts. And a little bit of decorating, a little bit of accent lighting. We should be good to go.
Yeah, so. The pillows and the blankets and the access lighting and how important they are.
But you know, when we were having some meetings with our team the other day, it was taking a second to get used to when you have remote individuals up on a big TV and everybody's sitting in the living room type of thing. It's like we have to figure out how to hack that one.
We do. That's interesting, because you have this hybrid culture. You have this hybrid mix of employees. Some of them are remote. Some of them are here on site. It's like, how do you... Yeah. That's a whole different podcast, right?
It is.
Tons of companies are dealing with that right now. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Peace out.
Peace out. Anyways, if you haven't seen it, check out hearthustle.com. Not heart and hustle, but hearthustle.com. There's real email addresses now. So tom@hearthustle.com and michaela@hearthustle.com. Yeah. Drop us a line, let us know, and kind of go from there. Talk to you later. Ciao.